The Rush Hour. Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle 2023, based on 2023 full year VFAX results. The Rush
Hour. Hey, babe, Jizz Luke. I've discovered two things over the weekend that have blown my mind. The second one we're actually going to do on the show later this week to do with emails. I've sent you this to you, producer.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
You
what
knew
it is.
About
I know
it. I reckon everyone else knows what it is except for me. When I discovered
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Anyway, had that.
Can't wait for this groundbreaking technology from you. I'm sure I've not heard of it.
We'll do that on the show. But the other one I discovered in the laundry. I did about 1,200 loads of washing on the weekends, and I'd been for a run, and it had been raining. And I've fallen in love with my Hockers, by the way, the shoes. I know you thought they're not great for everyone.
They're not good for me.
The Triple M's Rush Hour, thanks to the Ford Ranger and Hockers, sounds good. They should jump on
board. I need to get a new pair, and I was thinking about getting them.
Have you worn? I think you either.
I tried them on.
They're either perfect for you, or they're the devil.
Completely wrong, yeah.
For me, they're perfect, because I got weird feet. Anyway. They were stinky and disgusting from the rain. I don't know if you meant to do this or not. I just put them straight in the washing machine.
Yep, I always wash my shoes. But there's a way to do it safely.
Right, no, I wouldn't have done that way. I just put
them
in
Do they have
there.
Any leather on them?
I don't know.
No.
Okay. Well, then you should be all right. But if I ever have shoes that have got a bit of leather on them, I just always put my shoes in a bag anyway to wash in the washing machine because if the laces get caught and then that, like, it could pull them out and everything, it's a bit messy.
Well, I put them in the machine and I didn't tell Abby. What was that? Because it's
noisy.
Just bang, bang, bang. She thought I'd put a body in there. They came out, scent outstanding, and they look new again. I had no idea you could do that.
Dry them upside down.
I don't know where they are, actually. I just stood them up somewhere, but I've worn them again since. They're outstanding.
Yeah, nice. Next time, just dry them upside down because it gets all of the moisture out of it, so there's no, like, mold or anything.
And there's no, like... For me, I'm like, does it tear apart the shoe? Or it doesn't. It's perfect. I'm going to do it with my RMs.
You know, this is funny.
Don't put your RMs in the washing machine.
Actually, lifetime warranty.
I changed Alex's mind yesterday as well.
Yeah.
I bought down, because we did shitloads of washing yesterday as well. I bought down our pillows. So I took the pillowcases off and I bought down the pillows to wash.
Yeah.
Because I don't like when pillows get even a little bit yellow. And because I wash them probably every 8 weeks or so.
The actual pillow itself.
Yeah, the actual pillow.
I've never washed a pillow.
You can fit two washing machines.
No, neither.
Two pillows in a washing machine.
Are you meant to wash your pillows?
Yeah, you should.
And if you don't?
Or chuck them away and get new ones.
I've had those bamboo ones for 6 years. They're so
good.
Yeah,
but they've got your sweat in them and stuff, unless you've got pillow protectors.
Not concerned. It's my sweat.
Well, it makes them more, they like improve over time if you wash them. The trick is, and we don't have a dryer at the moment, put them in the washing machine so we just lay them flat to dry. The trick is, if you've got a dryer, chuck your pillow in the dryer with a tennis ball and it beats it dry.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that.
And it is outstanding. Like, the feathers come back to life. It's just like a new pillow
you
altogether.
You have feather pillows?
Yeah, I
do. How do you, who wants for nothing, not have a dryer?
Oh, because we have one. It's at the coast at our place. And Alex up here was like, we'll just see how we go. But now that we're having a baby, we're definitely getting one because you have to wash.
You want to put your baby
500.
In
yeah, I was going to dry the baby in the dryer.
There's
I thought
an awful
it might be a fun
story
little
about
ride
someone that did
it
with a cat once.
The cat went in the dryer.
Yeah, it didn't end well.
Oh, no.
Our cousin's one went in the dryer, got stuck, but it was fine. Like, it just walked in there and
was
meowing the whole time.
Adult film I watched once where a woman put her head in the dryer to look for her clothes and get stuck. And obviously, if she's bent over and stuck.
Mm.
Disaster.
Yeah, Johnny Sins
or
comes
opportunity
in.
Opportunity for the plumber.
Yeah, exactly.
Try the pillow thing. It's great.
Yeah, right. I won't, but it's a good idea. All right, radio show, Luke.
Didn't bring a sheet in again.
And this is the hard bit too, because I'm about a meter away from him.
Right.
Yeah. So it's me trying to throw a piece of paper.
Yeah. I wouldn't say throwing is a strength of yours or catching.
I'm a good thrower and catcher. When have I not caught something?
Well, I'd just say, I would say coordination.
I'm good at ball sports.
Oh, so that's why you're pregnant.
Took 2 years,
today,
so not that good.
We got some stories from people about what they found after getting their building and pest inspections done.
Get them done, Queens, aren't you idiots?
You know when I don't mind saying this. You know, when you look back at a show, sometimes you realise, I wasn't really present. Oh, I couldn't tell you what the caller said. I don't think I was trying to listen, but I wasn't actively.
That's a good hook. Hey, they did ring, but I don't know what they said.
No, but you were very interested. I never bought a house, so for me.
Yeah, but you want to buy a house.
Yeah, but I'll just get a building and pest
thing. You better.
Well, yeah, I will.
Okay.
so I don't really care what they found because I'm just going to pay someone to do it.
But you, but like, this is worst case scenario stuff, so you got to be, you know, and don't go in and say, oh, just because it's new, it's going to have nothing wrong with it.
I'm not buying a new house. I'm buying a cheap shit box.
Yeah, but they have way more wrong with
them. We're going to redo it.
And then you have to reno it.
Yeah, but that'll be fun. Anyway, sorry, keep going.
Unless it's got asbestos.
We met Terry from Mackay.
Love Terry.
Him and his 9 mates won the lotto over the weekend, and he told us what he plans to do with the money.
I just love that they'd done this for 40 years, bought a ticket for the lotto, and even more than that, and you'll hear Terry, he could be the most likable gentleman we've ever had on Rush Hour. Awesome. He deserved to win.
I'm impressed that, you know, him and his mates have been doing it for 40 years. Because I can't imagine hanging on to some friends for 40 years.
You know all these stories you hear about? Like, there was one last year, I think, where these people had a syndicate for so many years, and 1 week this person said, oh, I can't afford it, I'm not going in the syndicate this week.
Right.
And then they won, like, $300 million in the US lotto.
Oh. Jesus.
And that person tried to sue them.
Oh.
And be like, but I was always normally in it. No. Like, that's done. You didn't go that week.
You opted out.
What? Although, if I was the syndicate people and we won $300 million, I'd go, like, just chuck them $50 grand or something.
No, stuff
at the beginning.
You said before about being able to keep friends for 40 years. Mm. What's the longest friendship you have with someone?
My best mate from Melbourne, we met when we were working at Kmart together. So we met when we were about 16.
You?
My cousins.
That doesn't count.
Okay, well, I'm best friends with them. But I also went to kindy with one of my best friends. So,
Jesus.
4.
Wow.
Now, my 4 best friends in the world, all 13, we met in high school.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Do you know they say that if you have a friend for more than 7 years, it will be forever? Because your personality can drastically change in 7 years.
No, see, I had a friend for 15 years and we had a mighty fallout. So whoever they are, they lied.
Okay.
Because he's a dick. He is. He's a mooching, spongy dick.
Okay, righto. Tomorrow's Elliot exposes
we'll
said asshole.
Moochy, spongy dicks.
Speaking of.
So, moochy, spongy dick sounds like a condition that you need to go get checked out.
You wanted to ship off the dicks from the car parking lot as well at one stage?
Yes. Certain behavior.
Chad Townsend.
Broke his something. You're going to find out what he broke. Well, you just found out what he broke. Well, don't bother listening to the podcast.
Well, I feel like we found out on Saturday when we watched
the game. Not everyone watched the game.
Also, I don't think they said in the game that he broke it. He just looked sore.
There was a lot of blood.
Yeah,
you know, the
bad.
Bloke that broke his nose, this is a boring tidbit, then we'll let you go.
Is it the same as the spongy dick?
Oh, it's more boring than that. Was on debut, the guy that broke Chad's nose, and he's a Bundy boy.
Oh,
yeah, oh well.
Play the East Magpies, play his first game. Jesse Marshke, his name.
That's not very Queensland spirit
I'd like
of him.
To, yeah. Shout out to our Bundy listeners.
And AB, you had an interesting experience at a massage parlour.
You bet I did.
Not
rare, rare, rare.
I wish. Actually, no, I don't.
Ew, why would you wish that on me?
No, not for you, for me. Some of the details from your massage made me feel ill.
Oh.
I did. You're talking about gland sweat. It was horrible. Anyway.
Lymphatic fluid.
That's right.
You're out there being like, this is normal, and Elliot's vomiting in the corner.
Lymphatic fluid is neck sweat. Am I wrong?
No, it's your lymph nodes.
Isn't your lymph node whatever they're on
your
neck?
You've got lymph nodes all through your body.
Do you?
And they can collect. There's
some fluid. Where's the fluid coming out from?
You pee it out.
So you're peeing on the masseur.
So no, the massage.
You can pay extra.
A massage will release the fluid from your lymph nodes. It goes into your bloodstream and into your body, and then exits
you pee
when
it
you
out.
Go.
That's
for
why it's really
go
good for you.
Oh, so when you're at the massage, the
you're
sweat
not just,
doesn't come out.
You're not no. just like spontaneously.
No, but the way you
excreting.
Have to understand for me that has never. Had a massage. The way it sounds is that you're just sweating out of your neck onto people.
Yeah, no, it's not like they squeeze your calf and then there's just liquid coming out of your skin.
So, like, if you have too much fluid around, say, your ankles or whatever, you've got a problem with it. Like, as in your ankles have been injured and there's fluid.
Because you got cankles?
No, just like as in the fluid retention's bad.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And it's an injury or whatever. They'll massage it out. That's why all the athletes do massages, like heavy, hectic
compressions.
Massages.
The only one I ever had, I had booked a hotel in a fancy joint in Dubai and it came with a massage, but I couldn't tell you the name of what it is. I can tell you what they did. You lay on a massage bed, they spray you with a hose, you're all greasy and slimy, and they don't really massage you. I don't know what it was. I felt like I was a quarantine patient getting hosed down. It was horrible. They literally, there's a hose in there and they just spray you the whole time.
I thought, did you accidentally enter yourself into like a Turkish oil wrestling
But it was something like, it had a name like that, like Turkish oil wrestling massage. It's horrible.
Yeah.
Anyway, never get another one. Talk to you soon.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour with AB and Elias. This is the Rush Hour's Weekend That Was.
In the world of sport, here is all you need to know. We'll get to our Queensland team power rankings in a second. Very quickly, Formula One back in Australia on the weekend. You're getting into your F1 now.
I know. I was messaging you a bit about it on Saturday because you were doing the footy call team. How was my information?
Yeah, not great. Dan Ricciardo, great drive, though. Finished 12th after a horrific qualifying. He'd be happy with that in the end. Oscar Piastri, he is going to be a superstar, this Aussie kid. So close to his first podium. He finished 4th.
I really wanted him to get up.
WA have secured their third Sheffield Shield championship in a row in the cricket, but who cares? Let's go to our power rankings. All right, we're going to look at the three codes of footy. Now, I always, you know, I'd never leave out the Queensland Reds or the Suns or teams that, you know, maybe not many people care about. Do you want me to start from the bottom?
Yeah, go bottom first.
Well, the team I've got at the bottom of the pile across all three codes in the power rankings, I dead set am convinced that the East Magpies under-11s in Bundaberg would beat them at the moment, the Gold Coast Titans.
Yeah. I mean, look, you know, the Currumbin under-16s are getting coached by Cameron Smith this year. They could be real contenders against the Gold Coast Titans.
Can we call them, where's just over the border, Tweedheads?
Yeah.
Let's call them the Tweedheads Titans, because there's nothing Queensland spirity about them at the moment. I know their captain, their inspirational leader, back end of the game, Tino Fasulmalaoi, he did his ACL, but they lost to the Bulldogs. Not only that, they got pants by the Bulldogs. They were dreadful.
I
didn't even want to put them on the list, Annabelle. They're that bad, but they're in 7th. The Dolphins, I've left them in 6th from last week. They had a bye, so they couldn't change anything. The Queensland Reds, I had them in my top 3 last week. Well, didn't they let us down? Dead set. They lost to a rugby union team from Western Australia.
That did get kicked out of the Super Rugby competition briefly. They're bought by a billionaire. That is a shame, but it was one game. Like, Reds have been...
These are power rankings.
Yeah, as a Reds fan, it's been a good year for us compared to previous.
Doesn't mean you didn't sing on the weekend.
Kiwi teams.
You
take the win.
Slept to 5th. Talking about letting us down, the Gold Coast Suns, what in the hell, Dimmer? I'd eaten the Kool-Aid, injected it to my veins. They were 2-0, then they go to Ballarat, the arsehole of Victoria, and they get absolutely pantsed by a team, another one called the Bulldogs. Gold Coast teams and Bulldogs on the weekend, not good experiences.
It's probably cold down there.
I've had to move the Brisbane Lions up, who did nothing but sit in their jocks on the weekend because they had a bye. They're into my top 3. I had no choice after what the Suns and the Reds did. There is a change at the top. The Brisbane Broncos have been sitting pretty to start the season in my power rankings. They are now in number 2. Injuries galore.
Fair call.
They've slipped. And the North Queensland Cowboys find themselves in first place on the NRL ladder and first place, more importantly, on Elliot Lovejoy's power rankings on the Rush Hour. But the only Queensland team that won.
Give them the premiership now.
Only Queensland team that won on the weekend across all three codes.
It was a queen weep rather than a queen sweep.
Except for the Cowboys. And how good. Set up for this one. You're going to hear it live on Triple M this Friday. Cowboys Broncos Easter Friday, 7 p.m.
Mate.
That's the stuff of dreams.
I'm a Broncos fan. This is a tough week for me.
That'll be a bloody good game. I'm looking forward to
it. We're missing a lot of people.
Cowboys by a foul.
Queenslanders, if you've bought a property before, if you've got an idea of what it's like to buy a property, I think you've got to call in. We've got to give some advice to the young'uns out there, because there is a very, very alarming trend when it comes to purchasing property in Queensland. Apparently at the moment, 21.4% of Queenslanders have admitted to skipping out on looking at flood maps, police reports, getting building and pest reports, zoning and local development applications before buying property. So 1 in 5 buyers is just saying, nah, stuff it. It could have termites, it could have fire ants, whatever. I just want to buy the property. There was a case of a person who put down $6.5 million for a property in Queensland without running any checks. This is insane to me. I bought a unit 4 years ago, an apartment.
Yeah.
And I did a building and pest on it.
Yeah, but you got to understand, people that are trying to buy at the moment are buying, competing with 4,000 other people.
That's true. That's true. And that's a crappy situation, but it's also so dangerous. Like what? You miss out on the sale, or you find out that it's got termites. 133353, what did your building and pest reveal? Because for instance, when I was younger, my parents bought our family home and they bought this like beautiful old 70s house. They thought, we'll renovate it. It'll be great. Did the building and pest. Turns out this house was built on top of a rock that was slanting. So the whole house was moving into a different direction altogether.
There's a movie like that.
As a result, they were able to go back and negotiate with the buyer, ended up buying it and completely demolishing it because it couldn't be bought. But imagine if you bought that house without knowing. And then the contract's through, it's all done, and it's too late. Maybe he had asbestos. Maybe he had termites. 133353, what did the building and pest reveal? Firstly, to Brendan and Kerwin, what did yours reveal, mate?
It wasn't me itself. It was one of my mates. My mates did the right thing and got a building and pest inspection done on this old Queenslander. And it wasn't until 6 months later they had electrical problems and they're in the roof looking that they found the trusses were eaten out by termites. Oh. But the building and pest report had said there was no problems at all.
What happens then?
Well, the insurance doesn't cover it. So your home insurance does not cover termite damage. So then it's take old mate to court.
Yeah.
Because they then said, oh, that wasn't there when we did the inspection 6 months ago. And they're like, yeah, that's longer than 6 months to all that damage.
So how'd they go in court?
They end up winning and they had to pay everything.
Ooh.
Just because it was found to be, they did the dodgy.
They say, I'm not in the buying market yet, but they always say if you know someone that is in the building and pest game, get them to do
it. Yeah, my cousin Bill.
Yeah, there you go.
I take him along and I buy him lunch afterwards and then he's like, no, you still have to pay me. Absolute dog act. All right. Townsville 133353 is our number as well. Mark, what do you find in the building and pest?
Well, I went to an open house, saw the house, looked fantastic, and there was like 15, 16 people there, and I thought we better put a deposit down straight away. So we put the deposit down, we said, okay, well, it's going to be conditional for the pest and building inspection.
Yeah.
And the agent said, oh, look, you really don't need that. Like, look, it's been brand new. It's newly tiled. It's been painted. It looks fantastic. I said, it does look fantastic, but I'm going to do this. Well, anyway, a week later, my building inspector phoned up and goes, hey, look, you better come over here. I found a bit of an issue. So I went over, and what had happened, it was a two-story house, and from the front corner of the house on the upper story, all the way down the wall, across the floors, going diagonally through the house, and halfway up the other wall, was about a 5 to 15 millimeter crack. What had happened was the slab had split, and they knew it, and they just tiled and repainted and did the old Sally stopgap for the inspection.
Jeez Louise. Also, dodgy real estate agent trying to get the sale. No, don't do the building and pest.
No such thing.
Stuff you. If you're the kind of real estate agent who does that, get in the bin. Absolutely. Good on you, mate.
Appreciate the call,
Very,
Mark.
Very good thinking from them.
Triple M's Rush Hour with AB and Elliot.
It's a good day to be in Mackay. Over the last couple of days, 10 Mackay friends have had the weekend of their lives. $1 million in the lotto was won, spread out between these 10 people. Apparently, they've been playing lotto for 40 years or something crazy like that. Very rarely after a lotto win do you get a chance to speak to winners. I think we've changed this bloke's name, if I'm correct, from his actual... Is that Luke?
No, it's his real name.
Oh,
just
okay.
His first name.
To talk to us.
Don't
like
give
that.
Us his full address, though, if you don't mind.
Terry from Who Cares Street in Mackay joins us on the Rush Hour. When you first found out, Terry, that you'd won personally over $100,000 with that many people in it, what are the feelings like? Disbelief?
Well... No, it was sort of like, because every Saturday night I just get about 9 o'clock, I check numbers, you know, and we normally get one or two because we play 10 numbers every Saturday night. And I looked at the first couple and I thought, yeah, we got two. And I thought we're normally off by one or off by a couple. Then I looked at the rest of them and my wife watching TV and I just went, I think we've won the lotto. she said, what? So, yeah, I said, the numbers are all there. So next thing, someone else who always checks rang me, and then I started ringing around. And, we got called this morning from the lady at the casket to make it official, and it's been a long haul.
Oh, my gosh, Terry. Firstly, you sound like the most wonderful person. I'm actually so happy for you. Can you tell us about this syndicate that you have with your mates? There's 10 of you. It's been going for 40 years. How did it all start?
Well, we just decided, like, we're all young, and we said, well, you know, we'll just put in, it was $50 every 10 weeks then that we had to play 10 numbers every Saturday night.
Yep.
Everyone picked a number, one number, and now it's $1,700 every 10 weeks. Like, that's how long it, but no one, most people wouldn't pull out, and they've, a few have passed away. So we've got a couple of others there. And yeah, even though we've retired and people have gone to other places and all that, they all kept putting that money in every 10 weeks. So
brilliant.
I'm sure, Terry, everyone's thinking the same thing I am. Surely we're doing an old bloke's trip to Vegas. Is that do we know what we're doing?
Well, yeah, but we'll probably have to take our wives with us.
That's fair. But have you got, you don't have to share if you'd rather it be private, but have you got plans? It's a whole bunch of cash, mate.
Yeah. I just don't know, like, what we're going to do. We've been thinking about it for a couple of days, and one bloke, I actually had lunch with him yesterday. He had $92,000 left to pay off his unit, and he was debt free.
Perfect.
Another bloke was thinking about retiring. He was going to see his financial advisor this week, actually. And when I rang him, he said, "Well, that's it. It's putting me over the line, you know." So, it's been a good. It's a life-changing amount, I suppose, but it's helped out, a lot of people.
And this is nice, Terry, too, because we read all those American stories where, you know, there's a syndicate and one of them goes, "Oh, but I bought the ticket. I'm going to sue you all because I deserve more money," or they blow it and they change their life for the worse. You guys sound like absolute legends, and that it's going to be very, very meaningful, that amount of money. So have you got any messages to people out there still waiting on their syndicates?
Well, just keep plodding away. Like, I don't know about 40 years.
That's a big investment. You paid it off.
Well, we don't know if we've actually made money or broken even.
We
put that much money in there. But, I never thought we'd ever sort of get a bit disillusioned and that. You go, but one day, and that one day happens.
Well, Terry, elated for you and all your mates too, and I just want to say, hey, what happens in Vegas, it stays in Vegas,
actually,
baby.
Terry, are you a Cowboys fan? Because they could be going to Vegas for the NRL next year.
Guess what?
What's
I'm
that?
Going to the Cowboys-Broncos game Friday night.
Yep.
My wife's a huge Cowboys fan.
Oh, awesome.
Well, so,
she's going to get a couple of extra rum and cokes this week, lucky gal.
No doubt. And then I might go up to the casino and put it all on 22.
Don't do it, Terry. I don't want to read that.
Respect. Good on you, Terry. Been lovely chatting to you on the Rush Hour.
Right.
On you, mate.
Catch us later.
Congratulations. Oh, what a man.
He is a gift of a person. He is so nice.
You were bang on when you said, as soon as you heard his voice, he deserves
like,
to win.
I'm always mad. Remember the chick that won in Brisbane? I was like, flog. She was a Pilates. She sucks.
Oh, we love
probably
Terry.
Probably nice. Terry's my favourite.
Chad Townsend from the North Queensland Cowboys broke a part of his body in the game against the Dragons on the weekend.
Hard watch.
We're going to find out what that is when he joins us live just after 5 o'clock. But before we get there, AB, we often disagree. That is part of this partnership. However,
often.
All the time. Every time. Every single moment.
Misunderestimation.
Yeah. A misunderestimation. Good, good word.
I got lost.
You
in
went
the
to university for journalism. I reckon we'll be on the same team here, and I would be shocked if 98% of Queenslanders are not on the same side as us. But unfortunately, it is the 2% that are just destroying things across this beautiful state. Now, I've always said, even though being born in New South Wales, I truly believe Queensland is the greatest place in the country to live. I really
do. Will they let you back ever if you say that?
New South Wales? Mm. Oh, well, they don't listen, so it doesn't matter. I've lived in Queensland just about all my adult life. And it's always a select few trying to ruin things for others. I hate this breed of person. I've only ever encountered one in my actual life, but there's lots of stories about him at the moment. I was reading a tale the other day about a woman on the Gold Coast trying to pull into a car space, a very busy car park, and in that car space, one of the very few last ones there, was another woman standing there saying, "I'm holding this park." Now, car park reservers are a special breed. Now, I was doing some deep diving after I found this story. I went onto Reddit, the app, and there are a lot of people saying in Queensland this happens everywhere, all the time, at the beaches, at the shopping centres, whatever. Car park reservers, where you see a man or a woman standing in a spot saying, oh, no, I've got my mate's driving round, my husband's driving round now.
No, you can only reserve a car spot with your car.
Happened to me at Christmas last year. Was doing last minute shopping. That's my own fault. However, same thing, woman. Oh, no, my husband. No.
I don't care.
Not a thing. What scares me is in the comments of some of these sections, there are a good 2-5% of people that are standing up and defending the reservers, saying they have every right.
It just is not... That doesn't make any sense.
Yep.
The whole purpose, and just because you don't have another person with you doesn't mean you miss out on spot because you haven't got the audacity to drop them off and get them to run around the whole car space. Not a thing. Stop doing that.
Car park reservers are the same kind of people that throw their apple cores out the window.
They're the same kind of person that doesn't put their trolley back and then lets it run into other cars.
Oh, 100%. I hate that person.
Or the person that leaves the trolley in a spare spot. So then if you're getting that spare spot, you know, you're getting ready to manoeuvre in and you have to get out and move the trolley back. What kind of monster? How are you raised? I've got to know. Who are your parents? Give me their number.
If you were listening,
I'm going
to
call them,
to
ask them
right
what happened.
Now, in that 2-5%, I have a simple request. Pack your bags, put your house on the market, and leave for a separate state, heck, a different country.
No,
you, my friends, you don't belong here.
Send them offshore.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour with AB and Elliot.
Joining us now is a man that is part of a side that is the only undefeated side in the NRL. First time since 2007 they've gone 3-0. From the Cowboys, Chad Townsend.
Good afternoon, guys. How are we?
Well, how are you? Because on the weekend, you're in the wars. I saw you got smacked on the nose once, smacked on the head, split another time. Is anything busted?
Yeah, no, I've got a bit of a broken nose.
Oh.
Stitches in the eye. But, yeah, actually, I'm all right. I pulled up, in the wars a little bit, but that's footy. And
Are you a mouth breather in bed at the moment?
I'm trying to be a nose breather at the moment, like everyone else is.
Shout out to the structural integrity of your nose, because it is not visible.
Yeah, so my nose actually, it's back in position. And straight in the game, I could actually move it across my face. But it's back now.
Oh, Blake Ferguson.
And, I just couldn't stop the bleeding. I don't know if anyone saw it, but the blood was just pouring out of my mouth, nose, and it was going into my mouth. And then I had to put some spray up my nose to try and stop the bleeding. And then that spray that was going up my nose was then going into my mouth. So I was kind of like in the wars, kept having the towel to wipe my face down. It was haven't experienced that. Yeah, thank God so far throughout my career.
Ugh, absolutely not. Now, it's been an absolutely blistering start to the season. How is Toddy feeling about the squad? Obviously, these coaches, they're never pleased. They're never happy. There's always things to change. Is there going to be much of that leading into the Derby this week?
Yeah, I think so. Like, obviously, you know, we're still keeping a lid on things at the moment. Like, 3-0 is great, and we've had a great season. I think it's off the back of our preseason, to be honest. It's been extremely hard and physical, our preseason, and I think we've been able to translate a lot of that stuff we've learned and changed over the summer into our opening three games. So yeah, we had a look at the video from the Dragons game, and there was a few areas in defence where we weren't really happy about, and our coaches, you know, really drove home the point about the expectations weren't met in some of those areas. So, you know, we have an off day today because we got back from Sydney yesterday and we're back in tomorrow. So I've got no doubt that Toddy and the rest of the coaches will be focusing on that area.
Now, as a fan of the game, and there's so many people that don't really watch footy that watch the Broncos-Cowboys game. So that's what's coming up. Easter Friday, a blockbuster, maybe a couple of the stars out for the Broncos. You guys flying. What's it like playing in that, mate? Because watching it, it does seem like things go up a gear.
Yeah, obviously, being a fan before I got to the Cowboys, I used to love watching it. The games were always really close. I remember them being decided by field goals like for like years in a row, just very tight. Always like 40,000-plus people there at Suncorp. And then obviously now coming here and being a part of it, it's one of the best games on the calendar. I love playing at Suncorp. It's almost like a second home ground for us just because I guess, you know, there's not that many teams in Queensland. So obviously the fan support there and a lot of the, I guess, ex-North Queenslanders who are down there in Brisbane come out and support us. So, yeah, obviously it's going to be a huge game and they've been flying for a little bit now, the Broncos. And, you know, regardless of who they toss up, they're going to be a huge challenge for us. So it'll be really good to see where we're at.
Now, Adam Reynolds, the skipper, I never know whether this is like psychological mind games. He's been pictured training today. They said that they're going to make a call on him this afternoon. Tell us the truth. Peel back the curtain. Is this one of those things that teams do where they go just run around the field and then the Cowboys will think that maybe you're playing?
Yeah, of course. It's just the mind games, I think. And, you know, every coach and every team does it. And, you know, whether he plays or not, we won't know, I guess, until, you know, an hour until kickoff. But our focus, look, isn't on them. Our focus is on us. And, you know, we're excited for the challenge to come up against the Broncos. They've had a tremendous, you know, 12, 18 months. They've got a very young, fast, youthful, dynamic side. And like I said, it's going to be a real test for us.
Well, you summed it up well. 40,000+ Queenslanders, Easter Friday night, 7 p.m. It will be an absolute ripper. The undefeated Cowboys take on the Broncos, who desperately need a win. You're going to hear that game right here on Triple M. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Go rest that snoz, Chad Townsend. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Now, I've been getting the same gift from a lot of people of late, which I really, really appreciate. Obviously, when you're going to have a baby, a lot of people gift you baby things, and that's wonderful. But some people go above and beyond and they go, you know what, now I'm going to give you a present because I know you're never going to get one again. Shout out to you, for instance. You gave me a new phone.
Yeah.
I've had a couple of friends give me pregnancy vouchers for massage. So I didn't know, but pregnancy massage is a whole different movement to regular massage.
Okay.
So yesterday I booked in to get my first ever pregnancy massage and it was an experience. So I am the kind of person, when I get a massage, I like it hard. I like to wince in pain, basically.
Okay.
So I leave the massage and it's like everything's been de-stressed.
Because your life is
the
so
fluid
stressful and tough.
It's pushed out.
Yeah.
And
the,
like sometimes your
fluid is pushed out.
Yeah, lymphatic massage.
Oh, yuck.
That's what the point is.
Yuck.
So you sweat it out and everything. Like sometimes I'll even break out my skin the day after because they're pushing all the crap out.
This is disgusting.
That's what massage is about.
Well, I've never had one, so I don't know.
Anyway, I went into the massage place for pregnancy massage.
Right. The same massage place as a normal massage place?
Yeah, they just do a pregnancy massage. Okay. Straight off the bat, you don't lie on the bed. You have to put your belly into this contraption that holds it in and lie on your front. However, somehow in pregnancy, my boobs have also increased in size more than they were before. So I was in this belly thing and my boobs were, they're on my chin,
right,
pushing into my face. And then I had my head in the little thing. It felt like hell for a good minute. And this woman started the massage and I didn't get a chance to say I really like it hard. I just let her go for it. And it was a pretty gentle massage, which normally I'd think, oh, what a waste of time. And even in my state of weird stomach contraption, boobs in my face, soft, gentle massage, I fell asleep for 60 minutes. I slept through the whole thing.
So you don't know whether it was good or bad?
I think it was good.
Did you feel good?
She put me to sleep. I was unconscious for the whole thing.
I feel like that's concerning. I don't know if that's like what you're meant to do.
I think that's what people actually do get in massages, like what? A really relaxing...
So they don't even rub your gut. I thought they'd rub where you saw.
No,
your
you
gut.
Can't do that.
So they just rub your back.
Well, yeah, because I'm sore on my back and my legs.
Right.
So she did that, but it wasn't hard. I didn't, to, in her defense, I didn't say go harder because I fell asleep.
So you got multiple vouchers.
Yeah, I got two more.
Are you going to do it again?
You bet.
Are you going to
wait
till
you get 38
weeks?
It was like the best nap of my life.
Yeah, right. Wait, how many weeks are you now?
21.
Oh, you're getting closer.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
That's how it works.
No, but I keep thinking you're about like 10 or 11.
I'd like you to get a pregnant, Mrs.
No.
Like, I know it's different.
Oh, cool.
I could recreate the
everyone keeps
tummy
saying like,
boob smush bit.
Well, you should do the contraction thing, like get the machine hooked up, like so you know what it feels like. I've got no interest. I respect what you guys do. It must suck to shoot the little goblins out, and I got no interest
to be honest, I don't want
it.
You to do that because then I have to see
no.
and prepare myself
no.
for what it is.
No, you'll be
and
fine.
I'm not ready.
So you don't want massage vouchers anymore?
No, give me more. It was the best sleep of my life. I wish I could have one nightly.
Triple M's Rush Hour with AB and Elliot.
Triple M's Rush Hour!
Wouldn't you rather be driving Australia's number one selling vehicle of 2023? Ford Ranger? Discover why at your local Ford dealer.